Welcome to the Forever Woman Podcast. Here's Matthew Coast.
Sonia asked, how do we make him feel good about himself without babying him? You know, right. You don't want to baby him. You don't want to be his mother or just accept. It's not all about just catering to his ego. That's actually one of the worst things you can do. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this one, Matt.
Well, and babying him actually isn't making him feel good about himself. That's not what makes him feel good about himself, right? One of the human needs that I was talking about earlier is the human need of significance. Mm. And significance is... For men is probably the most important emotional need that, you know, 95% of men that you meet, their number one emotional need is going to be significance. Mm. It's going to be that he wants to feel special. He wants to feel different. He wants to feel like he's a hero. He wants to feel like he's a man, right? The man of the relationship, like he's being respected and honored and, looked up to, admired as a man. That's the number one emotional need that men have. Now, one of the mistakes that a lot of women make is, like, for instance, this texting program that I have. There's this woman in our community that got the texting program, and she the only reason I know about this is because she talked about it in the community, and she was like, yeah, over the last 2 days, I sent every single one of the text messages in the texting program to this guy. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it was amazing because it worked, right? This guy was loving all these text messages. And I think, you know, he was telling me how funny I am and how awesome I am. And I think he's actually in love with Matt Coast, you know, and, it kind of worked in that scenario, but you don't want to do that, right? You don't want to smother a guy with compliments and telling him how awesome he is and all that kind of stuff, because it destroys the value of doing that, right? You do want to connect with him through validation, right? And make yourself a source of validation for him, because that's very important for men. But you don't want to just smother him with it, right? That doesn't make him feel good about it. That makes him feel like you have an agenda, that mm-hmm. you're trying to get something from him, that you're trying to do something, that there's something weird going on with the way that you're doing things. Like, why is she constantly complimenting me and saying these things? And like, it's just weird, right? Mm-hmm. Babying me and constantly all over me. It's just, it feels weird.
Yeah, right. Doesn't weird want that.
Going on here.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what it conveys is low value. It's a low value pattern, mm-hmm. right? Because you wouldn't be doing that. Do you do that with other people, right? No, you don't do that with other people. You're only doing that because you're trying to convince him that you're the right person for him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, that's what gets conveyed.
I'm like, just makes me cringe. I that was my pattern. I totally had that pattern. So that's an important one to turn around if you guys are struggling with that. So
if you're ready to attract a man who loves you, sees you, and cherishes you, visit theforeverwomanformula.com right now.